What's going on?
Well, my eye is a little itchy.
Need mine too. Yeah.
Wow, it's really red. You should go see my eye doctor. Richard? I'm not going to go see your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Richard. That's all I ever hear. Richard.
Since we've been going out, I think I've mentioned his name twice.
Okay, so Richard.
It's not Richard, okay? It's this new guy, and he's really good.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to an eye doctor.
Oh, God. Here we go.
What?
Anytime anything comes close to touching her eye or anyone else's, she, like, freaks out. Watch.
Yes! Come on. I have a weird thing with my eye. Can we just not talk about it, please?
All right.
Hey, Rich, you know that great song, Me, Myself, and...
Hey, do you want to get some lunch? All those in favor say aye.
How much did I love the king and I?
We do.
You okay there, man?
Yeah, I got too excited.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Don't go to throw, love that's the old way. Like you're wrong with something second year. When it happens in your day, come on, we may not hear, but I'll be there for you.
Go. I'm taking Ben to the park.
Oh, give him a kiss for me.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Later.
I am so sorry you got caught in the middle of that. I didn't mean to be so out there, but I am furious with him.
Wow, calm down.
Fine, but man, that guy can push my buttons. Why are you so mad at him? Look, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
It just seems like you want to be on my list, too? Keep talking.
You haven't seen my list, by the way?
No, please. What's it look like?
It's a piece of paper, and it says Ross on it.
I just got off the phone with Estelle, and guess what?
I got the lead in the movie!
Oh, you got the lead in the movie? That's amazing! What's the movie about?
It's called Shutter Speed. It's really cool, yeah. I meet this girl on the subway, and we fall in love in, like, a day, right? And then she disappears, but I find out where she lives. And when I get there, this, like, old lady answers the door, and I say, where's Betsy, right? And she says, Betsy's been dead for 10 years. We're filming in the desert outside of Vegas.
You know what that means, buddy.
Yeah, I know what that means, buddy.
Yeah,
we can rent the car. I just have to be there by Tuesday.
Oh, wait, my grandmother's dead.
Well, we can talk about that too, Fish.
Probably won't be using it. You could drive it to Las Vegas.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Whoa. What are we going to do about my job?
Not go.
All right, great.
Is that for you?
Taylor, you don't have to ask for my permission. You can go. Hey, Rach, come on. I'm going to be late for the eye doctor appointment. All right. Get this over with. Ugh.
I mean, look at this mess. I mean, we're going to probably have to clean this up, you know? I mean, we're going to have to
You thought that this match was going to bother me. You are wrong. All right, let's go, Blinky.
What's up?
can't decide which route to take to Vegas. Hey, you've traveled a lot, right?
Yeah, I've been around.
Okay. So which route should I take? The northern route or the southern route?
Ooh, if you take the northern route, there's a man in Illinois with a beard of bees.
Great! Problem solved!
But on the southern route, there's a chicken that plays tic-tac-toe.
Well, back to square one.
Oh, I know a way that you can decide. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you answer as quickly as you can.
Yes.
But wait. All right, here we go. Now, I want you to relax. Take a deep breath. Clear your mind. Which do you like better, peanut butter or egg white?
Peanut butter.
Which would you rather be, a fireman or a swimmer?
A swimmer.
Who would you rather sleep with, Monica or Rachel?
Monica. Oh. I always thought it'd be Rachel.
No thinking. Tie or ascot?
Ascot.
North route or south route?
North route.
Bam, there you go. Huh?
Wow. That was incredible. Beer to bees, here I come.
Hey. Oh, this guy again.
Hey, man. What's up?
Not much. You guys want to see a movie tonight?
Sure. What do you want to see?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I know how we can decide. Phoebe, show him your game.
No, thank you.
What's with her?
I don't know. But I know how we can decide. Okay, I'm going to ask you questions and you answer real quick, okay?
Okay.
What do you like better, action or comedy?
Action.
Who would you rather sleep with, Monica or Rachel?
Dude, you are sick.
Oh. Sorry, I forgot you had that whole Rachel thing.
What does that thing do? That's an eye removal machine.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks.
I'm Dr. Miller. Mm-hmm. Monica told me you were a little nervous, but don't worry, everything's going to be just fine.
So we're done then.
Almost, but first we got to start.
Okay.
This is a glaucoma test.
Uh-huh.
Sit down.
Okay.
Put your chin here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you feel a small puff of air in each eye.
What?
A small puff of air. Now, come on!
Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three.
Sorry. All right. I'm gonna stand here. It's time. Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not over head.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay.
One.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? You're young. You probably don't have glaucoma.
Very, very nice to meet you, sir. And I'm... what are you... Are you crazy?
Okay. Minor infection in that left eye. I want you to take these drops 3 times a day for a week, and you'll be as good as new.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't put things in my eye.
Okay, then. I guess we'll see you back here in 3 months.
Great.
And I'll fit you for a glass eye.
Okay, just give me the damn drops. Dr. Miller? PECFD.
Very good, Monica. You know where they are.
I sure do. And you don't get one. No, no. I gotta tell you, those eye drops are a miracle. My eye is 100% better.
They're still in my coat.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, listen, how cold is it going to be there? Do I need a coat or will all these sweater vests be enough?
What? I love you.
Yeah, I wish Ross was coming with us, you know? I'm going to miss him.
Thanks a lot. I just got that jerk out of my mind.
Hey, so where are we staying? Is the movie putting us up in a big hotel suite?
No, not really. It's an independent film, you know, so we don't have a real big budget. I figured I'd just stay in your room.
I see, but once you get your first paycheck, you'll be springing for a big hotel suite, right? I mean, leading the movie, it must be paying you a lot.
Oh, yeah, check this out. For every dollar Shutter Speed makes, one penny of it goes right in Joey's pocket.
So you don't get paid unless the movie makes money?
Did you not hear the plot of the movie?
You've been dead for 10 years.
I'm a big millionaire.
So,
Hi.
Hey.
Just want to say goodbye to you guys.
Okay.
And to see if maybe you guys will place a little bet for me, huh? $20 on black 15.
You got it.
All right. You remember the number, right?
Yeah, black 13.
Black 15.
You got it. Okay.
Bye,
bye, bye,
guys.
Bye.
I'm
going to
say goodbye at the car.
Okay. Anybody want
to
say goodbye to me at the car?
Oh, honey, I'll say goodbye to you at the car if you don't mind the fuss.
See ya.
It's good. It made it healing.
Hey, Steve, what you reading? Steve? Hello? Steve?
Come on. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there.
Are you mad at me or something? Because if you are, please tell me what it is I did.
Well, if you don't know, I can't help you.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can't help you.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I am very, very sorry, okay?
Apology accepted.
Okay. So we're good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll see you later, okay?
Bye, badass.
All right! Now, come on, would you please tell me what it is that made you so mad at me?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean you can't remember?
I was so focused on being mad at you that I forgot what it was I was mad about.
You can't remember. Can't we just forget about this?
Oh, no, I am mad at you. I know that much. But I am sorry about the badass thing, because you actually have a very sweet little hiney.
Sorry, I'm going to have to take over soon.
We've been driving for a half hour. Have you ever looked at the road once?
Don't worry, it's out there. I just need lunch,
yeah.
You want to eat? My treat?
Isn't that Ross's money?
Yeah, okay. Ross's treat. Oh, hey, I know how we can decide. All right, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then you have to answer real fast, okay? So clear your mind. Clear it right out. Clear it out. Clear.
Okay. Okay, it's all clear except for this image of a small purple lamp. Is that all right if that stays in there?
Yeah. All right, now you have to answer the first thing that pops in your head, okay?
Okay.
Okay, would you rather be too wet or too dry?
Too dry.
Do you believe in ghosts? Yes or no?
No.
Is this movie going to be my big break?
No.
What?
Yes.
You said no.
Well, I also said yes.
Well, you don't think this is going to be a big break?
No.
I don't believe this.
Look, Joe, I just don't want you to get your hopes up too high, you know?
What are you talking about? I'm the lead in a movie.
They're not even paying you. This doesn't sound like a real movie.
You know what? I don't need this, okay? I don't know why you're dumping all over my big break.
Joe, I don't think this is going to be your big break.
Is that why you're on this trip? Huh? You make me feel like a loser? Because if it is, I'll tell you, I'd rather be alone.
Oh, you don't want me on the trip?
Well, not if you're going to be like this.
I'll tell you what, the next time you ask me a question like that, I'll lie.
Yeah, I don't want you on the trip.
Come on. Why don't you pull over? I'll get out right now.
Fine.
You're not actually supposed to stop on the bridge.
Get out!
Wait, there's no sidewalk! Yeah, I'm gonna die here. Okay, are you mad at me because my hair gel smells?
No.
Are you angry with me because I said your handwriting is childlike?
No, that made me feel precious.
Is it because he's always correcting people's grammar? You boom, boom. Sometimes it's who.
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Oh, did you beat him at a board game? He turns into such a baby when he starts to lose.
Okay, I'm the baby.
Thanks,
he kicked me out of the car on the George Washington Bridge.
Why?
I know, he went crazy. You know, we were playing that game where you ask a question and you have to answer it really fast.
Oh, that game should not be played without my supervision.
Well, I don't know what made him so mad. You know, all I said was that I didn't think this was going to be his big break, that this movie wasn't going to do anything for him, and that, you know, it didn't sound like a real movie. Okay, he should have pushed me off the bridge. Oh, I figured you guys would all be mad at me, so I got you some gifts that I found on the side of the road. Who wants a teddy bear with one leg?
I do.
Okay.
Not even close. Okay, well, then you know what? I'm coming. I need help. Okay, do this. All right, come on. Let's do it. Come on. All right. Sit down. All right. All right. Put your head back. Yes. All right. Okay. Now open your eyes.
Okay, they are.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
Oh, my God. I was thinking four.
Really?
Yes. All right. You know what? Why don't we start with a practice one, okay?
Okay.
No drop.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. On three. Okay. One, two, three.
Wet.
Well, you said it was practice.
Then why did you move?
Because I knew you were lying. What are you doing?
What? Monica?
It's fine. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm going. I'm just turning over. All right. All right. Get these gloves in your eyes.
Oh, my God. You really are freakishly strong.
Damn it, Cindy!
You know, if Joey and Chandler watching right now, we could make a fortune.
And it's definitely Chandler, Joey, or Ross. Or Rachel. Hello? It's Joey.
Hi.
I'm so glad you called. Chandler told me what happened. You know, he's really upset about it.
Not as upset as he's gonna be when he finds out what I did with his sweater vest.
What did you do to his sweater vest?
Let's just say there's a well-dressed pack of dogs in Ohio. Monica, listen, is Phoebe there? I gotta ask you something about the car.
Yeah, she's here. Hold on one second.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Phoebe. Listen, this wooden box keeps sliding out from under the seat. Well, what is it?
Oh, that's my grandma. And thanks, Joey. She's having a really great time.
Joey, we're talking.
Okay, Joey, Chandler's here. He was wondering. Okay, I guess he ran out of change.
You know, he won't even talk to me. How am I going to apologize to him if he won't even talk to me?
Well, maybe you should send him something. So when he gets to Las Vegas, he'll know that you're sorry.
That's a good idea. I wonder where I could get a basket of porn.
Don't say I'm sorry with porn.
Really?
You know, you should send him a carton of cigarettes. Because that way he can trade it for protection. No, that's prison.
Okay, kids. I know how we're going to figure this out. Okay, clear your mind and answer the first thing that comes into your head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like better, flora or fauna?
Fauna.
Who would you rather be, Simon or Garfunkel?
Garfunkel.
Why are you mad at me?
You said I was boring. Oh.
When did I say you were boring?
Oh, my God, I remember now. We were playing chess.
Phoebe, you and I have never played chess.
Oh, come on. Yes, remember that time on the frozen lake we were playing chess? You said I was boring. And then you took off your energy mask and you were Cameron Diaz. Okay, there's a chance this may have been a dream.
So this entire time you've been angry with me because of a dream? Well, guess what, Phoebe? Now I'm mad at you.
Ow! I wanted to make sure that this wasn't a dream. Otherwise, we're just wasting each other's time.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you your pain.
Thank you.
here. Let's get to work.
Slight change of plans. We've shut down.
What? Why?
It's a money thing. We don't have any.
You're kidding, right?
No.
What?
It's probably just temporary, yeah. We're hoping to get some more money soon, so if you could just hang out.
Hang out? How long?
I don't know, a week, maybe two. The money will turn up. People always want to invest in movies. Hey, you're not rich, are you?
No.
Worth a shot. Look, Joey, let me know where you're staying, okay?
Hey, pal, are you Joey Tribbiani?
Yeah.
He's got a lift for you.
Thanks. Congratulations on your big break.
See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
Hello?
Hey, Monica, it's Joey.
Hey, Joey. Oh, you remember me even though you're a big star.
Oh, come on. It'll be years before I forget you.
Joey, what's it like on a movie set, huh? Do you have a dressing room? Do you have a chair with your name on it?
Well, yeah, I got all that going on. Yeah, listen, I want you to make sure you tell Chandler that he couldn't have been more wrong. I gotta go, Monica. My sushi's here.
Sorry about that. Thanks for the wait.
Okay. Everybody smile.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your stay at Caesars. We hope it's toga-rific. Kill me. Kill me now.
Hey, Rich, can you pass me the TV guy?
Yep.
Oh.